You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is proud to be sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, the blanket fort of the internet, where comfort rules. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com.
You're listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, part of the ESO Network, brought to you by GVTV and the Geek Ventures. Welcome to the Blurred Nerds podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is Little Bit.
And this is the Geek Father. And we're joined on this episode by none other than
Matthew Skinner. What's Skinner. Up? Skinner.
Who has been on the show before, but it's been a few years.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, and thanks.
I miss y'all guys.
Oh, we miss you too.
But thanks for tuning in, folks. This is episode 255 of the show. It'll be
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
It's been 6 years since we started this sumbitch.
And there's something really weird going on with our stats these past few months. It's crazy.
We have quadrupled our downloads.
Oh, epic.
So far this month.
Congratulations, month. Y'all.
Yeah, well, and thanks. And it's happening like each month. Like there was for like a year, we're just steady at the same number, like maybe add one here or there. And now the past couple of months, we're like doubling or tripling each month, the previous month's numbers.
And we can epic. pretty much equate it to a snazzy, sweet ass new promo we cut.
Okay, I was making a joke when I said that.
No, that was a really dope ass promo, and I think that might be what's getting people drawn in. And then our magnetic personalities and awesomeness is keeping people.
We are
proud members of the ESO Network, and there's a host of great nerdy shows on there, and we all help each other out by advertising each other's shows. So
there you go.
I contribute it. More ears are hearing our promos.
Yeah, man. It's like a commune, man. We're just all kind of like together and like crazy stuff. Before we really get started, though, I want to give a shout out to my friend Jen's, my other Jen. Her
you
stepdaughter.
Have another friend, Jen?
What? I know. I have a lot of friends named Jen.
There can only be one.
This isn't Highlander, man. We're not gonna like. They're not gonna fight to see whose head survives. No,
fight I wouldn't.
I mean, her, she was. We can.
My friend, my other Jen, her stepdaughter was asking me like for a podcast to listen to. She's like, "You guys have one." I was like, yeah, but it's not really for kids and stuff.
It's rated TVMA.
Yeah, we curse and stuff. She's like, oh, okay. But let me know anyway, because she's kind of mature. I was like, all right, well, I said I'd give her a shout out. So, hey, Elizabeth, just giving you a shout out.
Hope what's up?
What's happening? We'll try not to, like, blow your little, you know, 12-year-old mind.
Or maybe just now's the time to turn off the show. I mean,
right.
Yeah. There's your shout
mother,
out.
Let your stepmother gatekeep this a little bit before you get too. So now that that's out of the way.
Just pass the podcast off to the mom. That's all. We still want them to listen.
Yeah. Just bits and pieces and snippets.
Wait, they've made it 30 seconds in. That's all that counts for a stat, right?
Exactly. just download it. You don't even have to listen to it. Just download it. It's fine.
Well, hey, I don't even know how to count streaming numbers. I only know the download numbers. It's streaming, I can't. I have still have yet to figure out where the hell to find those numbers.
Don't ask me. I just show up and say dumb things. The Skinner bro,
what's up, y'all?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, for those of you who don't remember, Skinner used to co-host the Pixel Gods.
Man, that was
way
fun.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, those were good
times.
And
now the Pixel Gods are Twitchers.
Oh, you're Twitching now?
Yeah, on occasion. It's like more hobby like. It's not as dedicated as it should be because I get tired, and sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to play video games for 3-4 hours at a time. Because you got to be like, got to host, be entertaining, and you constantly have to be talking.
Really? Because I have seen some of the Twitches, and a guy falls asleep and gets millions of views and comments.
Yeah, but that's after they've already like been on there for a while, or they're an affiliate or whatever. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of whatever subscriptions. I don't know. I don't think anyone will want to watch me sleep with my CPAP mask and
you don't know, there might be a market for that.
There could be a niche.
might be some weirdo out there like, ooh, yeah, ooh, wear that machine, baby.
If people watch other people pop pimples, there's no reason they don't want to watch you snore.
I guess we should just point out that there is something out there for everyone.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how freaky you think you are, there's someone probably more freaky than you.
It does not have to be a fetish.
It doesn't. They're just interested in what a sleep app machine looks like or something. They're doing research on masks.
This is what sexual abstinence sounds like.
No, I have been in a hotel room with you and your machine. Your snore is not like the constant same type of snoring. It changes like every 20 minutes. So there could be an audience for that.
You're saying it's rhythmic? Is it like, is it like
a, it's not rhythmic. It changes. It's spontaneous.
Yeah. Is it like a white noise machine? It's
like, no, it is not white noise.
I have sleep apnea, but I don't have the sleep app machine. I definitely should get that checked out.
You really should get one. The first time, because I used to fall asleep all the time, everywhere, like just nod off, because you're just half asleep your whole life.
Yeah.
First time I got the machine and I used it, I was like, and it was like a Saturday. I was like, I'll finally use this machine. That was the best fucking sleep I've ever gotten in my life. I was like, is this what everyone is talking about? Is this what being awake feels like? Like, the colors were brighter, like, the air smelled different. I was like, I'm alive.
As someone who sleeps next to somebody with undiagnosed sleep apnea, I can tell you it's no fun when they stop breathing.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I hear that all the time. Like, I was literally on a trip and I was in the hotel, and the buddy I was with, he was like, yo, man, you died for like a minute.
And then they jolt up choking, but they're still not awake.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, we didn't even know. We didn't even know if they were choking.
The thing is, I have a CPAP machine, but the unfun part really was having to go through the sleep study.
Yeah, so that's what I don't want to do.
Numbers measure. Because it's like, you go to this clinical setting and it's like this faux bedroom, like there's a bed and a nightstand and everything, and then they're like,
in a window.
There's no windows. There's cameras in the room as you sleep at night, and they're like, okay, and they attach you to all these wires and sensors, and your head is just wrapped in wires and all in your chest, and you're just like, so this is, I'm supposed to sleep through all this?
Yeah. It's already uncomfortable.
It's not comfortable. You're like wired up like you're freaking, you know, a Borg, you know.
Dude, and do they come like, in and like snap at you, like scold you if you're like can't fall asleep for a while?
Go to bed.
They just kind of you're sitting there and you're laying there and you're just laying there, and it's like I fall asleep all the time out of nowhere, and now I can't fall asleep. And just the guys on the speaker are like, anytime now. Okay. Just wait on you. And you're like, I got it, bro. I got it. I'm trying.
Are you allowed to like play on your phone trying to?
No.
Can you read a book?
Just laying there. It's like,
you can't read a book?
Nope. It's like lights out, and then you're just supposed to go to sleep. And when you finally do nod off, of course, you're not wearing a mask. So you're going to have episodes. So it's right to the point where you get to that edge of, you know, REM sleep, and you're like about to like go into that deepness, and you stop breathing, and you're like, and you wake up. You're short of
breath. Realize you're in the middle of somewhere you've never been before.
Yeah, you're short of breath and you're panicked and your heart is like boom, 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 boom. And that happens like 40 times. I mean, it's just all night. And it's like for 8 hours, you're supposed to do this. It's a torturous experience.
See, for the funny, like if I did it, the funny thing is, you know, they have the cameras. There's probably at least three times over the night there, it's going to look like I'm possessed by a demon.
Guys, get up.
No, when I have nightmares, and I've done this since I was a kid, I violently rock back and forth on my side.
Like, oh, I got you.
I rock forward where, say I'm laying on my left side. I rock forward to the point where my right shoulder touches the bed, and then I rock all the way back to where the back of my right shoulder touches the bed.
Oh my God.
Cam wake up with bruises or what is it?
He's actually gotten, he can tell right when it's starting and just puts his hand over to pat me.
And just to calm me down.
To calm That's me good. Down out of the dream.
Yeah.
Or if I keep doing it, then he actually wakes me up. Not in a violent way, you know, but yeah.
He's like, hey, you're dreaming. It's all right.
Yeah,
honey, exactly. Honey, you're punching the air again.
He's going to come with the black eyes on baby.
No, I think it's more of a matter that like the dogs get more annoyed, you know, because sleep in between us. And then mom's having a nightmare. She's trying to squish me. And, you know, pups do not like to be moved to bed once they fall asleep.
That's the only time a pug gets grumpy from what I understand when they're trying to sleep and you move them. They're just like,
hey. Also when a dog is around that they don't particularly like, that's when they get video circulating online last week where it's like, you think pit bulls are vicious, and it shows a pug going after one of the other dogs in a car. And the guy, the owner is trying to calm the pug down and put it to the other side, and it's just not having it and really trying to attack the other dog. And then the camera pans to the back seat where there's a pit bull just sitting there looking like, what the fuck is going on?
The pit bull is calm and the pug is like, yeah test me, bro.
Yeah,
I wish a motherfucker would.
Our pug has gotten riled up before, and yeah, it's a completely different personality. Moral of the story is, don't piss off a fat dog.
The real moral of the story is to get checked for sleep apnea.
Now that we've all discussed our medical ailments and malady.
Hey, how is that any different from any other episode?
Yeah, pretty much. We should start with a segment like, our medical ailments for this week. So, if you guys remember back in the day, Skinner used to be, he used to hang with us all the time. You were like our little, buddy, our little pet guy.
Yeah, I love that.
You're like the little kid that hung around. Yeah, all the kids. I'm just
Celis did like to slowly stroke Skinner's beard. So.
Whoa, hey. Oh, okay.
There were quiet moments. There were quiet moments to the side where we professed our love for each other. It was beautiful.
Many times.
Yeah. And you were working with another group, and we just kind of were like, you know, Geek Vengers were, you know, road crew would pass by and we just hang out. And we'd hang out at the conventions and shoot the bullshit. And it was
fun. Yeah, man.
Because
we're the drinkers.
We crossed paths. And here for the free Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. That was legendary. Free Wi-Fi. But then now you've kind of come up and grown up into your own thing, and you've started your own production company.
Yeah, I found a little bit more of a niche. I mean, you know, in the past I was doing, you know, ACC stuff, and that was a lot of fun. At the time I didn't have the editing skills that I had wanted. So little by little over time, I just kind of like forced myself into different environments and aspects that I needed to grow personally for myself. And I worked really hard at it. And next thing I know, I was making a documentary about our neighborhood. And I had talked to you about that, Celis. You know, I was still like
the documentary I never ended up appearing on.
So that was a whole thing, dude. I was working with a guy, and he's a cool guy. He's a good guy. He was fighting some demons. You know,
if he was an Exit 7 dude, you know he was.
It didn't go as planned and all that stuff, but we did make the documentary. that was really my first.
What is the documentary called?
The docu was called Marbocumentary, and we distributed it through a bunch of different outlets. I mean, it got accepted into the Paris Film Festival. It was weird seeing, you know, getting the email and it's like, oh, you've been accepted to the Paris Film Festival, and I was like, what? Paris, France, like, yeah. Oh.
West Sider, Exit 7, reach far, dog. We got the That's Paris, crazy. Bro.
You know, it was wild, but he was a film graduate, and he was handling all the distribution stuff, which was super cool of him. And he was killing it, you know, on that side. But it was very rushed. And at the time, like, I didn't have the gear to keep up with him. I mean, he had all this cinema equipment, you know, like Sony FX9 and you know, his Sony cameras and stuff like that. And it was, even my computer at the time couldn't handle editing, you know, the size files that we had just with this camera. So I was a little bit behind, you know, in terms of where I wanted to be with that documentary. So I just kind of like, I really pushed forward and tried to make, you know, get everything that I needed, you know, to get started, not on a basic level, but I had to surpass what I was already doing and like the cheap gear that I had at the time, you know. And I don't know, it worked out. And I ended up getting a job with a brokerage called Redbird Realty. And they gave me a super huge opportunity just to better my craft and edit every single day, which is great. I still love it. I'm still there right now. But during that whole process, I did start Skinner Productions, and it's been really, really good lately. And I'm pretty proud of myself, and I'm pretty happy for, you know, the opportunities that I've had so far. Like, I wouldn't be anywhere without, you know, the people that I've worked with in the past, and you know, the creative opportunities that I've had. And like, I'm very grateful for all those, and I'm happy where I'm going, and I'm really, really looking forward to the future. I'm in the process of buying even more gear. Than I've just been buying like gear nonstop for the past, I don't know, year and a half now. And like, it's been really, really good. I'm about to get my pilot's license, my 107 pilot's license for drone piloting. So that's gonna be pretty cool. I'm excited about that. Like, so.
Oh, our little boy Skinner is growing up.
I'm gonna, like, I'm super like, stoked about it.
It sounds like you've just really been fucking slacking, dude. I mean,
I know, right? What is wrong with you?
My bad. You know, like, I could definitely be pushing harder. I'm really stoked. Like, I'm so happy about like what's happening.
Do you remember when you worked for ACC and you guys were trying to recruit new like on camera personalities?
Yeah, it was.
You guys had that audition.
Yes.
And I remember me and Lil Bit went to that audition and we thought we destroyed. We thought we killed it. We're like, nah, there's no one.
Y'all did nail it.
No one else could be as good as we are. We are the shit.
We did. Nail our interview.
Like, we're the bomb.
You did nail your interview, and to be honest,
and then they didn't pick us.
it's because we had too much experience.
We were competition.
Yeah, so that was probably part of it. But honestly, the big part of it about it was like we didn't really get to pick anybody. Like, that wasn't our call. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, all of that footage went to somebody else. One of those and
bullshit. Oh, you're going to audition, but we've already picked our people beforehand.
Well, no, I mean, the way it was at least partly explained to me was that they wanted people who were going to, you know, learn with the company, grow with the company. We were already
seasoned professionals.
We already have more practice. And come on, you know, we slip into a different voice when we're recording.
When the camera's on, we're in the zone. Yeah.
It's the same, like, you know, there's a different voice for me for the podcast than there is for me on my radio show.
I try to tell people that all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know, because they address me as the geek father. I'm like, hey, you know, and I'm not always the geek father, you know, on this show, sure. Yeah. I'm just me, dude. I'm just not always the same, you know.
So what kind of stuff are you going to be doing with your production, with Skinner Productions?
So I just got back from Vegas. I got flown out there in a hotel and stuff and all that. I was working with a company called the James Warren Group. They're a credit repair group here in San Antonio and like 24 other states. And they made me a really cool offer that I was just like, yeah, I'll take a week off of work and I'll go knock that out.
Twist my arm to go to Vegas.
yeah. I was like, but like, you know, like Vegas really isn't like a big thing for me. Like, I don't go there to drink. I really don't gamble.
There's
tons of stuff, but I'm gonna tell you one thing, like the food prices are ridiculous. And one thing I like to do is eat. And you go to a burger place and get a quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and like a small drink, and it's like $35 unless you like for real. And I'm just like, ah, oh, man, I can't live like this forever.
You don't know the trick, bro. You don't like to drink. What you do,
that's
you
the thing.
To the casino, you gamble a little bit. They just keep giving you drinks, and then like spend enough money gambling, then you'll get like cheap food.
For me, you leave the strip and you go to like,
yeah,
I'll go to Frankie's Tiki Room or
yeah, you find a cheap buffet, bro.
Yeah, like, you know what, like that's true too. Like leaving the strip, but then you got to pay the Uber, and then you're paying $15 anyways, and then you're getting the $15 meal. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, ah, man, whatever. Like, I'm just gonna do it because it's here and it's convenient. But next time, if I do go, I'm gonna go get some sandwich meat. I'm gonna do it old school. Like, I'm gonna do it just how I did it whenever I would go to Fiesta Texas or SeaWorld. Like, see, there's an ice chest with
dinner. Since you and I are both from the west side of
San Diego,
we get it. That reference, we get it. Because if anyone has ever had that is packed like sandwiches to go to the movies, like in her purse. And people are in line wondering, why does it smell like ham? You know our struggle. Mom is like, I ain't paying for that popcorn. That candy, that's overpriced. I got
that smells like crispy bologna. Yeah, that's right.
I'll give you a fried bologna cheese sandwich. The crust cut off. I'll pack it in my purse. Get some chips, some Fritos, a couple of cans of Coke. And we're in the theater. We're eating like ham sandwiches and bologna sandwiches and eating the Cheetos. I'm like, where'd you get that? Home.
That's right.
No, my mom made this. Yeah, because we were poor, you know. So,
you know, like,
are you doing commercials? Are you doing promotions?
Yeah. So right now, like, a lot of the stuff that I began doing was a lot of stuff in the real estate world, right? Where I was doing like mini promotionals for individuals who needed to market themselves and stuff like that, which was a lot of fun. But one of the things that I really like to do, and this has been something that goes back into the past from the Comic-Con days, is just events, right? I like being at events. I like, you know, just mingling and networking with all these people, you know, who enjoy similar things as I do. I haven't been to a Comic-Con in years. However, the event thing is still kind of where I'm at. So, for instance, like I said, I was in Vegas and I was at this convention with this guy named Dylan, and he owns a James Warren Group, a credit repair company. And the convention was a credit convention. It was called Credit Con, which I thought was a terrible name, by the way.
Credit Con. That sounds like you just go there to get your money stolen. Like, it's
credit exactly con. It's like, you know, like you walk through the doors and they steal your identity. Like, I was like, oh my god, terrible name. But
you leave there and you've got like 12 new credit accounts open.
Sucks, but it was really cool. You know, I was there and I was pretty much following this guy around for the entirety of the week, and I had a blast. He's a really cool cat. And you know, day one, you know, I filmed us from the airport, you know, getting onto the plane. I even got into the cockpit. I convinced him to let me film in the cockpit, which I thought they wouldn't let a guy with a beard in a cockpit, especially with a camera. And I was like, man,
you looked way too brown to be with a beard like you got.
Yeah, I guess
the camera. Like, why are you filming this, bro?
He asked me that too. Hey, what is this for? Like, what are you using this content for? I was like, oh, don't worry about it. It's my own personal use. You're like, you know,
do not worry about it. I am taking it to my buddies to review the film. You're like,
was like, man.
FAA, but it was cool. Terrorist.
Yeah, exactly. I was waiting for like the marshal on the plane to come tackle me. I was like, I know he's here somewhere. But it was pretty cool. You know, following this guy around, you know, onto the plane, off the plane. And once we got to the convention, I'm following him around throughout the entirety of it. So I was pulling some long days, and each night I created a video for him. So it was content on the go, really. And that seems to be something that I've always kind of enjoyed, is doing things on the go, really planning for them ahead of time, and in the moment capturing that stuff, and then creating it with a pretty quick turnaround and throwing it back out. And while I was there, I ended up getting a few other clients as well, which like was unexpected, but the payoff was amazing, and they were totally happy with what they got. And because of that, now I have other future gigs in other states that they want me to fly out to. So I'm like, man, like, this is great. And it's kind of like when I was doing Fanboy Media and Art, when I was representing the comic book artists and stuff like that, my goal, my intentions were to travel and go experience like as little cost to me as possible. And with this, I still have that same ability, you know, but now I'm creating content for others. And typically they're small little promotionals or what I'm doing, but I'm getting real big into motion graphics and things like that. So doing commercials and things like that have been super, I'm readily available to do those kinds of things. So, you know, it's I'm filming somebody, getting all their content, doing a call to action, and then doing some consultation in terms of like how they're going to utilize their content, you know, where they're going to put it on social media, Facebook or social media ads and stuff like that. So it's been really great. And then, like I said, on the other side, I've been doing a bunch of real estate stuff. So, you know, that's anywhere from like listing photos, video home walkthroughs, doing Matterport 3D scans of people's houses, you know, to where they can literally walk through the entire. You know, I love them because they take such little time for me to do. And
as somebody who's been looking for a house for the past 3 months, drive me nuts.
okay, Skinner. So yeah. A little bit, we talked about this in a previous episode about how she can recognize like a murder house.
Let's save that. Because we need we need to take a break real quick. And okay. Shout out to some of our network sponsors and our network partners and our individual show sponsor, Sweatpants and Coffee. So we will be right back after this, folks, to finish out our conversation with Skinner.
Doctor Who is all about change. For almost 59 years, the show has gone through many regenerations.
One thing always consistent is a sense of hope and wonder across all space and time.
It's the dawn of a new era, and your friends at our Station Who will be here to cover everything to come this year and beyond. Please rate and subscribe to our show wherever fine podcasts are found.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, where you'll find everything from thought-provoking personal essays, recipes from the Catastrophe Kitchen, themed Spotify playlists, new book reviews, and more. Want to join the coziest corner on the net? Send in your submission today at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com/write-for-us.
Comic-Cons are back, and fans are ready. Hear all about it on The Con Guy Show, where we keep you up to date on all the events, the movies, the people, and the conventions that drive your passions and feed your fandom. Straight from the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California, we are proud members of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
And we're back.
So what I was saying about murder houses.
I did not specify murder houses. I said haunted and sketchy.
So, okay. So she was saying that she could just recognize, like, just by looking at, like, a picture of the house that, like, it's haunted or
I do not need to go see it in person or even look at the inside photos.
And I guess because, you know, growing up on the horror movies we've grown up on, kids of the 80s, you know, Amityville and all those, you know, movies were like the killers in the house, or that, the previous owners of this house killed 27 people and buried them all in the basement, you know, so it's kind of haunted.
And they're never one story. They're always two or more stories.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like Poltergeist. Like, we built the pool on an Indian burial ground. It's fine. No problem, right? It's fine. They don't mind. Yeah.
I haven't run into any of those so far, at least that I know.
Have you gotten any walked into any cold spots?
Any cold spot? Oh, I mean, listen, sometimes I'm shooting downtown and these little small tiny homes that people have redone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just the HVAC system that they've got.
It's like super cold in one room. HVAC system,
I mean, or... I'm assuming, you know.
Did you know there is no central AC in that house?
Yeah, you're like, AC? We don't have, this house is built in 1912. No central AC system. You're like, there's not. That room was really cold in there just now. I mean, so okay, cool. Well, all right, I'm gonna go now.
But and going along with that, you know, the joke about the multi-story houses. So we finally found one and made an offer.
It's a multi-story house.
And it's a two-story fucking house. To be fair,
good luck.
It's a 1960s, like, cottage ranch style mid-century house. Therefore, the second story, it's the first floor is short, or the second floor is short or something. So it's not like this big towering two-story. It just...
So does it look like a Brady Bunch house or something?
It looks like, like a mid-century ranch mixed with a hobbit house.
Sounds different. Sounds exactly like something you would live in.
Yeah. Wait, where is this at? Is it here?
Yeah, it's over by Mama's Cafe on Nacogdoches.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
That's a little 1960s neighborhood, and the streets are really wide.
I'm familiar with that area. Those are nice spots. I've done many many sales there with Cam.
Yeah. No, when we were pulling up to go look at it, he's like, I think I did a sale, like, this block over
there. Yeah, I know. Everywhere you go with him, he's got something to say. Yeah, I've seen that house. We did a sale there.
He probably owns something from inside that
house. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When's that happen? When are you planning on that?
We're in the waiting period right now.
So, fingers crossed. I'm rooting for y'all.
I don't know how long the closing
loan process.
That's already taken care of.
Okay.
I was trying not to put out too much information. Let's put it this way.
Oh, my bad.
Our offer has been accepted. We are.
Oh.
As of a few days ago, we are officially under contract.
Yes.
This was only the fourth house we went to see. In 2 weeks, we did all of our house viewing in 2 weeks. Fourth house we looked at, we made an offer the same day, and it was accepted the next day.
Man, that's nice. Killer. Excellent. Good for y'all. I'm so happy for y'all.
I don't know how long the rest of this process lasts. You know, like, there's the closing time. Like, is it 30 days? Is it 45 days? When the hell do I get the keys? Like, that part has not been discussed yet. We're still in the... Hey, we just had the inspection and need to haggle some details. But we're on a holiday weekend, so I don't expect to hear anything.
It's a weekend. Yeah, nothing's happened.
But so I get my, you know, like, my dream 1960s house. It's got a nice yard, 2-car garage, 4 bedrooms, 5 if we convert a storage room. The best thing about it, though, is that it is over 2,000 square feet.
Oh, space.
Wow.
Space.
Yeah. So,
oh my God. Yeah. But look, you're going to have to designate at least 1,000 of that to Cameron's crap.
Our current house is like 970.
Yeah.
And like 500 of that is taken. Yeah.
We've all seen how much stuff is here. So,
oh my god,
let's
damn, that's gonna be awesome. Spread it out now.
Yeah, now it goes up to over 2,000, and that does not include the 2-car garage
and oh,
and a walk-in attic that has built-in storage.
Damn, that attic is definitely haunted.
And it's not haunted.
Actually, no, it's not. I walked right into it.
It's probably not haunted.
It's it's super clean, which is astounding.
Nice. Yeah.
Like there wasn't even dust, and it has built-in shelves.
Cameron's like, damn it, this place needs dust. Like, this place needs dust and rust.
Okay, there is dust because nobody's lived in the house since 2018. There just wasn't any dust in that attic room.
It's because the ghost is really clean.
Yeah. Also, the living room of this house is, it takes up 3/4 the size of the current house I live in.
Holy crap.
You're going to have room for actual couches. Huh?
And a whole wall is custom original 1960s built-ins.
Oh, man. That is rad. Yeah, all stuff for all these cool stuff that y'all have already.
Yeah, so I'm like, I get to display my stuff.
And it's a nerd, a grown nerd. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
that's a lot of stuff.
And I get to have a room that's my tiki bar and have a real dining room table.
And Cameron gets a 2-car garage.
Yeah, and there's, you know, room to put a shed in the back and.
So I have a 2-car garage with 5 cars in it. somehow, parts
six,
of.
Okay, actually, right now it's 6 cars and one motorcycle. So.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, and the late 1800s John Deere ice
cream. Oh yeah, the ice cream maker. Yeah, that's right.
That he has been this week building a custom trailer for.
Oh dang, that's happening finally. I can't wait.
So it officially got winched onto the trailer yesterday.
All right.
Now, moral of the good story, folks, is that you really need to learn how to let things go.
Yeah.
Like, cause... let physical things go. Because
Cameron's like, no, I want 2 of them.
No, Cameron's like, I've never seen that before. You literally brought this in the house 2 days ago. Don't know where it came from. Okay, well, I guess I can get rid of it. No.
That's where Cameron is, like, just this short of it, hanging up on an episode of Hoarders. Just like, no, why do you need that? I don't know.
There's not.
Explain it to me. I can't. I just need it.
Hey, there's not piles of shit. They're all put away. I put the shit away. It's just, there's so much of it, and moving is going to be a nightmare.
Oh my god, I can't wait for that phone move? Call.
Hey Skinner, you busy?
I can't wait for that. You know what, he used to call me and said, hey, before we go to work, how about you come meet me at my house, and then we'd stay there all day and he'd make me clean the damn garage. Like,
hey you got paid for it.
That's right. No doubt. I'll be honest. Like, I'd much rather be cleaning that garage than some of the houses we were in. Oh my god.
Yeah.
But I've been telling them, hey, talking into a damn commercial. I told him, hey, let's do a commercial. I told him too, I would do the first one for free. And he was no, we don't need that. And I was like, I told him, I was like, hey man, catch me before I get expensive. And then I raised my prices and I was like, you missed out, bro. And he was like, no, but we'll talk about it maybe. And then I haven't seen him in a minute. I've been so goddamn busy. I feel bad.
He wants to be busy, but then when he's busy, he is pissed the fuck off about it. So I think a commercial might make him a little bit too busy.
A little bit too big. No, and honestly, that's, he did mention that before too. He was just like, no, like, we're at a good pace. And I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, I don't need them trying to do 2 sales every weekend again. That's just
too much. My god, that was, those times were a lot. Yeah, that's true.
But those times helped you become the man you are today.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, that's for sure. I'll tell you, I knew so, quickly. Yep.
So you got any update information on what's going on with Beards versus Beans?
Yeah, so we just got done with our our 5K, 10K, and 0.5K beer run. We just had that on April 12th.
Did you do it as part of Fiesta?
We are an official Fiesta event is called the Run to Remember.
So explain for our listeners, explain to them how this got started.
So Beard versus Beans is a brotherly rivalry where my brother and I battle to see who can raise the most donations and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association. And basically, we host three different events at this time, which is going to be four coming up. But we have two runs, two 5K and 10K runs. Each one of those runs includes a 0.5K beer run because I ain't trying to run. I'm going to tell you that right now. But we run with a full mug of beer. And whoever comes back the fastest and has the most beer wins. It's a few blocks, you know what I mean?
So a lot of folks coming back with empty beer mugs, huh?
A lot. So we had few that didn't come back with much, but this year my brother and I tied. We had exactly the same amount of beer. I think I had a little more than him, but we were on an unbalanced table when we measured.
So the first time you guys did this, it was your brother hates beans.
Exactly. And I had a gnarly beard.
Which is amazing because he's a Latino gentleman.
He's a Latino gentleman in the hood and he hates beans. That don't make any sense.
That's like a brother hating fried chicken. I don't understand. But anyway. So you just like beans, and you're like, so you guys start the competition. Like, if I win, you eat beans. If you win, I shave my beard.
So
I don't ever want to see you without a beard again because that was frightening.
It was frightening to be honest. And basically, the way that started is that I made a post on social media and I said, hey, whoever knows my grandmother knows that she's suffering from Alzheimer's disease. And whoever knows my brother knows that he hates beans. So a $20 donation will purchase one bean for my brother to eat. And overnight, I raised a little over $300. And he woke up in the morning because he's an aircraft mechanic at Randolph. And he was pissed off, man. He had nothing good to say to me at all, just cussing. And I can hear him spitting at his phone, you know, how angry he was. And he hung up on me. He didn't talk to me for about 3 days. And then he called me one day and he said, hey, I'm going to make you shave that ugly ass beard. And I said, all right, well, let's turn it into a competition. And 2 weeks later, Beard versus Bean round one was born, and we ended up getting a bunch of raffle prizes and things like that from our friends and family and their friends and family who we can network with. And that one event, within only 2 weeks of planning, we raised just over $4,000 on our first event in one night, and we were super stoked about it. And after that, we decided, hey, let's do like one every single year. And so the first year I lost, I had to shave my beard. The second year we put tattoos on the line. So I had to get I lost that and I had to get a tattoo of my brother when he was like 7 years old. He used to have an eye patch in this photo that I got. And I had to get that tattooed on the back of my leg. The third year I lost again. And I had to do an embarrassing calendar, which in my defense, I say that it's a sexy calendar.
We had that calendar. In your house.
Yeah. I've seen that calendar.
It was hanging in your kitchen.
Yep, there's some serious boudoir going on.
I'm so sorry.
But the amazing thing is something so excellent and awesome can come out of something so just random and simple.
Yeah, and it was random and simple. And our goal with, you know, like I used to help take care of my grandma and I got to see it every single day and it messed up my head, dude. Like it was depressing, you know, from seeing somebody who was so smart when I was growing up with her and she was doing crossword puzzles every day. You know, actual puzzles, jigsaw puzzles and things like that. She was doing like the New York Times crossword puzzle and the San Antonio crossword puzzle every day and finishing it, you know. And she was so intelligent. Her vocabulary was just so amazing. And to see, you know, what happens with dementia and she had Alzheimer's. So to see her mind go and for her to not be able to communicate first and then just totally forgetting everybody's names and who they are. And then, you know, then she was bedridden, and whenever she would look at you, it was just kind of looking right through you. Like, she was inside of her own mind. If she was thinking about anything, who knows, you know, but it was bad. You know, we had to change her and things like that. And then it was the experience. Like, I'm grateful for it, because, you know, even going through those depressing moments and like kind of like fighting myself, and like it made me, it changed me, I guess, for the better. You know, I'm definitely more caring about things, and I'm 100% more patient than I was, even though some might disagree. but you know, seeing those struggles and things that she went through really put life into perspective for me. And the reason we do Beard versus Beans is, and in our way especially, is to kind of shed some light on how negative it can be, but also show that, hey, there are people here that are supportive. And one of the best ways to get through those things is to laugh when you're not, you know, feeling down. It really is. And we try to shed some laughter.
Or to watch Skinner lose multiple.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know what? And you know what? I say this all the time, because the reason I lost so many years is because I have friends like y'all that are sarcastic, and y'all may love me, but damn it, you want to see me lose because it's more fun for you.
When we have donated, it has always been to you. I have never.
Well, I appreciate that so much.
Cameron might have gone behind our back and donated to your brother.
Cameron may have done that.
So where can, if people are interested in helping out and donating, where sure, can they?
Yeah. Yeah, so you can go to beardversusbeans.com, and you know, like I said, we've got a run coming up, and that's the next run that we have, and that's going to be June 26th. It's going to be at Comanche Park off of 2600 Rigsby. We're going to have a 5K, a 10K, and also another 0.5K beer run. We're always open to having volunteers. We're always looking for sponsorship, and if you are a vendor of some sort, you have some cool things that you'd like to sell or promote with people, your business or anything like that, we do have availability for that as well. There's plenty of space out there in the park. We're really pushing to have 500 or 600 runners for this event. And the last event we had a little over 350. And we've had 500 runners in the past, but COVID has still kind of, it's still kind of impacting our numbers for sure. You know, before COVID, we were hitting those numbers already. After COVID, you know, like I said, we're kind of balancing at 350, 400 mark, but we're trying to get back up to that 500, 600 runners. You get a really cool shirt for signing up. You get a run medal as well. We have a bunch of goodies that we put into the bag from our sponsors, and coupons and discounts and flyers and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun. And if you do the beer run, we actually have a mug, a giant mug, and it says Beard versus Beans on it, and it says 0.5K on the other side. You come out, you also get beer. You get one beer for each runner who runs. The beer run has a little bit more beer that goes into it, because I think it's like 40 ounces or something like that, 32 or 40 ounces. It's pretty crazy. But it's fun. We got music and stuff out there, and like I said, vendors. And then we have our next Beard versus Beans round 5, which is going to be coming up in September. And we are still trying to figure out what we're going to do, because like I said, the first year we did, you know, Beard versus Beans, where I had to shave my beard. The second year was a tattoo. The third year was the embarrassing calendar. The fourth year I finally won, and my brother had to get an entire full body waxing, which was great.
Didn't he eat beans?
He did. So we, each year we kind of designate different things that we have to do. So like the first year was the only year I had to shave my beard. The second year I got the tattoo, I didn't have to shave. The third year was the embarrassing calendar, I didn't have to shave. And then the fourth year we did, either if he wins or I win, would determine, you know, who's getting waxed. So I won, my brother lost,
he had to get waxed. Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yes,
you've had to shave. Has he ever had to shave?
He has never eaten beans. No, okay, not once. And
that needs to be part of the punishment.
I agree 100%. I definitely agree that needs to be part of it, but
because it'll go viral on TikTok. Like,
I'm trying to, yeah, no kidding. Trust me, I 100% agree. But you know, when it comes down to it, we have these terms and agreements of like how everything's gonna pan out, because we're both, you know, like we're brothers, so we try to find loopholes wherever we can, you know. Like, we're like, oh look, you said this, but you didn't say I could do this, you know. And it's just like, oh man. And then the rivalry starts happening and we get pissed off at each other. Like, that's pretty funny.
You but, signed a non-disclosure.
Yeah, well, I told him that. I said we're gonna have to make like a like our own declaration of independence, you know, of rules and regulations that we have to abide
Bill
by.
Bill of Rights.
Yeah, exactly, because it's just getting so intense, but it's fun. I love what we do. You know, I wish I had more hands, because I want to be able to film and do more stuff with that, but when we're doing the run, like, we're handling all, you know, the operating stuff with that, and my brother does a kick-ass job with that. He's the main... the main guy with the runs and stuff, because he runs even though he don't look like it. he's still around. But
better hope your brother's not listening beans. To this episode.
No, he will 100%. He's always listening. And then the Beard versus Beans round, you know, 1 through 5 events, we both tackle really hard, but those are my favorites, and that's where my heart's at, just because that's how it all started, you know. So I'm already reaching out for sponsorship for those things. Since we've started, we've raised over $85,000 since 2017.
Wow, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, so man. I'm pretty stoked about it. And we're pushing to the side to where we've got somebody to sponsor our own 501c3 nonprofit organization. So we want to do that, but there's just so much planning and so much work behind it. You know, it, like, yes, it's a nonprofit, but they run and operate just as a business one. We have to be prepared for those kinds of things.
You gotta be much more detailed
on top of everything.
Yeah, with your paperwork and
yep.
Because you got to document where every single
single cent goes, exactly. And at the end, we have to publish those. Yeah,
it can't be like $2,000 under miscellaneous expense.
Yeah, exactly.
What's miscellaneous? Equals my pocket, you know.
No,
it'll like, be you, like you that.
100% of our donations go directly to the Alzheimer's Association, and once we start a nonprofit, we do have to figure out how to work with them. But one of the big things we really want to do, because so much science and education is coming from the UT Health Science Center, we would like to really help and push some science and progress with that kind of stuff, you know. So we're still kind of trying to work out the details, and of course we still want to work with the Alzheimer's Association, you know, because we're all out for the same mission, you know. We want to end it, and once we do find a cure, like, we have to literally eliminate it after that. So it's not like if there is, you know, a cure, the work just ends right there. I mean, it might just be a pill that they offer, but it's not, you know, something that
hopefully totally we can reach the level like Star Trek 4, where, you know, some lady's dialysis is cured with a pill. You know, just have bones giving out pills. Like, what, you got all here's a
exactly.
pill.
Exactly. Oh man, that would be the coolest. And it's just like one, and you never one and done. You know.
Yeah. You're like,
sweet. I can't wait.
You got any pills to give me calf muscles or pecs or what?
I'll even take some nanites. I'll let the little machines right. go in my body if it means
there you go.
Big stuff.
See, there's yeah. but then there's that sci-fi thing, and nanites can either turn you into a super awesome superstar hero, you know, badass and physically healthy, or you can turn into like John Connor from Terminator Genesis,
or be the next Borg queen and try to assimilate
the
whole world.
That'd be bad. Have you never seen a science fiction movie with robots?
Oh my god!
You never trust the robot.
Yeah, there is some science and stuff like that where they are trying to utilize like nanotechnology and stuff like that with Alzheimer's research and stuff. But that science is, it seems so far and so close at the same time. You know, it's it's up in the air sometimes. So
yeah, but if you look at where it started, like a lot of I think a lot of people's experience with Danites is like a whole season arc on Stargate SG-1.
Really
something that's
it's a reality, you know. Well, yeah, it's insane.
Was it the, you know, art, you know, sometimes becomes life. It mirrors
life, imitates kind of, art.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. They mirror each other. Like all the stuff you used to see on Star Trek that was like, oh, communicator, that would be cool. And now it's like, you know, you're coming up on cell phones and personal data assistants. And
you know,
they're talking about like hyperdrives and stuff like that.
What's funny though is the Star Trek communicator, what that really was our flip phones.
It's a cell phone.
We've gone past that.
Yeah, we are now past the flip phone.
It's amazing that technology has come so far. It's like you went from these huge ass brick phones that, you know, these Zach. These Zach phones from like
Saved by the Bell, yeah.
And they shrunk and they were flip phones and then they got so small and now they're just getting big again. Yeah, these people carrying around tablets in their pockets. You're like, whoa.
Oh, well, no, using the tablet as a phone.
Oh, I know.
Smashing your face against a big glass.
You're trying to read it in bed and you're like, drop it on your face. You only need to do that once.
I actually got one of those tripod. Gooseneck things that has the attachment to your phone or your tablet.
You got smart.
It'll gooseneck up to you on the bed so you can use it hands free.
You just have to like reach up and swipe every now and then.
Yeah, and you got to remember to move it before you fall asleep because otherwise you're gonna jump up and nail it yourself in the head of it, and then knock it over to the ground and watch the screen break. So
it sounds like you've had experience.
Yeah. But I think we're about at the end of this week's show. Skinner, is there anything else you want to plug? You want to tell?
Beard versus Bees is a big one to me. You know, if you want to donate, if you want to volunteer, if you want to be involved,
stop walking around your room.
Is this better? If you have a business that you want to promote, if you want to make donations or anything like that. Please reach out to Beard versus Beans. Like I said, 100% of our proceeds go directly to the Alzheimer's Association of San Antonio and South Texas. And we take nothing from it.
Beards versus beans.com.
Beardversusbeans.com. And if you need video production of any sort, hit me up at Skinner Productions. You can go to skinnerproductions.com, check out some of the stuff that I've done in the past, follow me on social media. That's what I got. And I appreciate y'all having me on again. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a minute, and I'm honored to be on here on episode, what is it, 255? Is that right?
Yep, 255.
Damn, I'm stoked about that. So like, keep on pushing and keep on doing what y'all do. And thank you once again. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, we appreciate having you on, man. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. And as always, folks, we appreciate you listeners out there spending an hour or so with us. And until next time, y'all take care out there.
And don't forget your pillow.
Peace out.
Pillow. The Blurred Nerds podcast is sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, home of the Real Anxiety Blob. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com.
You've been listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, a member of the ESO Network. Join in on the nerd fun by following the Blurred Nerds on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our sister channel, GVTV, on YouTube at Geek Ventures Television. Have comments or show ideas? Want to hear more? Subscribe today, join us on our social media channels, or send us an email to theblurrednerds@gmail.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.